Sean Patrick Maloney, you're the Democratic candidate for the 18th District, and I think there are still some people who don't know who you are, so why don't you tell us?
Well, I'm a Bill Clinton Democrat. I worked with Bill Clinton for years on the White House senior staff. I ran my own business. We started it with a couple of friends, created hundreds of good jobs right here in New York. I've worked in and out of the public and private sector for years, and I'm the Democrat running for Congress because I think the Tea Party and Nan Haworth are taking us in the wrong direction, and I think it's a mistake to end Medicare so we can give huge tax cuts to multimillionaires like Nan Haworth. I think that'll hurt the middle class, and we can make better choices. When we were in the White House, the Clinton team found a way to balance the budget while protecting and helping the middle class in lots of different ways. And I think that's a better approach, and that's why I'm in this race.
How's it going? You know, she told me on this very program that she was in the lead, according to polls. Is that right?
Oh, I think this race is neck and neck. If you look at the most recent polls, it has us tied. I mean, here's the point. This is a choice between a Bill Clinton Democrat and a Tea Party Republican. And when people know what the choice is, I'm going to win this race. And the reason is because people in the Hudson Valley know it's a mistake to end Medicare to give huge tax cuts to multimillionaires. They know it's wrong to try to defund Planned Parenthood like Nan Haworth and her Tea Party friends want to do. That'll hurt working and middle-class women especially, but also all the families that depend on Planned Parenthood. They know it's wrong to go after programs that help the middle class, like Pell Grants. They know it's wrong to cut veterans' benefits. Also, we can keep giving these massive tax cuts, $5 trillion in new tax cuts, to multimillionaires like Nan Haworth. The Tea Party is taking us down the wrong track. We need to do what works, and what works is what we did in the 1990s when we balanced the budget the right way, grew the economy. You know, we created 20 million new jobs. We had the wealthy pay their fair share. We created a million jobs right here in New York. And we sure didn't go try to end Medicare or attack programs that help the middle class. We need to make the right choices.
So what has she done that's wrong in Congress? Is it only the Medicare? What
else? How much time you got, Alan?
Well, we haven't got that much, but go ahead and give us a little list.
Well, look, I think right at the top of the list is the Ryan budget, right? We've heard a lot about that lately. This is Paul Ryan and the Tea Party. She's front and center on that. She thinks, like I mentioned, that it makes sense to end Medicare, and end Medicare, replace it with a capped benefit that's going to cost seniors $6,400 more every year. She's going to shift all the risks of health care increases over to middle-class people. And they never balance the budget, by the way. They don't balance the budget till 2040, so it's not even a balanced budget plan. This is a plan to give huge tax cuts to multimillionaires. I think that's a huge mistake. But there's more. She also, you know, stood with the Tea Party and said we should cut the budget before she would greenlight FEMA funding disaster relief after Hurricane Irene. If you talk to the farmers out in the Black Dirt region of Orange County, they think that was a terrible mistake. She won't help job creators like Jim Taylor out in Montgomery, who's trying to create 300 jobs, good, high-wage union jobs, in a waste-to-energy plant at Taylor Biomass. She won't lift a finger to help him. He says she's killing small business. If you go over to Hopewell Junction and you talk to the folks there who are dealing with heavy metals in their water and trying to clean up a Superfund site, you know, they say she hasn't done a thing to help them get clean water. She's not serving the people of the Hudson Valley. She is down there marching lockstep with the Tea Party on this extreme conservative agenda that's all about tax cuts for multimillionaires, and middle-class people are you know, left to fend for themselves. I think that's a terrible record. So, and we know that when we tell people, you know, they think that's the wrong direction.
That's interesting. So why is it that the race is so close if everything you say is so?
Well, what's happened is that, you know, I've only been in it a couple of months, and the more people know, the better we do. I mean, you know, I've only been the Democratic nominee for a couple of months. She's got millions of dollars that she raised from Washington special interests. You know, she took $800,000 from the healthcare industry. She took hundreds of thousands of dollars from polluters, from every special interest down in Washington, and what she's done is use that money to buy a lot of TV and to send a lot of mail, calling me names and misrepresenting what she's actually been doing. We are in the game now, and I want people to know what the truth is. And what the truth is that she is trying to end Medicare to give tax cuts to multimillionaires. She wants to end Planned Parenthood, take away all its federal funding. She wants to cut Pell Grants, so make it more expensive for kids to go to college and harder to pay back their student loans. In area after area, she has stood with the Tea Party, and she has abandoned working and middle-class people here in the Hudson Valley.
Where are you on hydrofracking, Sean Patrick Maloney?
I'm against it.
Basis of being against it?
I don't think we know enough about the science, and I think until we know, we shouldn't be messing around with the watershed of New York City and this beautiful home we have in the Hudson Valley. My opponent, unfortunately, is all over the map on fracking and is not against it.
Let me ask you this. As a human being, what are your qualities? I say that because I think a lot of people vote for Congress based on what they think of the person. So tell us a little bit about you personally.
Well, look, I'm a middle-class kid from a small town. My parents raised six children on one income. My mom stayed at home with five sons and a daughter. My dad, sold insurance. When he got out of the Navy, he had been injured in the Navy, needed a lot of medical care. But he got through college. He worked at U.S. Steel. He made $300 a month. He got paid 12 times a year. And they had a little brown envelope. They wrote each of our names on one of those envelopes, and they saved a couple of bucks out of every paycheck, and they did it their whole lives. I never remember them going to dinner. I never remember them going on a vacation. They were hardworking middle-class people. That's where I come from, and that's who I want to represent. Those are the voices I want to bring into this conversation in Washington. My opponent is a Tea Partier. She thinks that the only people that matter are this super class of people you heard Mitt Romney talking to at that fundraiser when he made those famous comments, that somehow if we just keep benefiting the people at the very, very top. My Tea Party opponent, Nan Hayworth, thinks that if you just keep giving huge tax cuts to multimillionaires, that somehow that's going to help middle-class people. It's dead wrong, and we need to make better choices.
So let me talk to you about education. I have a couple of minutes. In this country, it's getting more and more expensive to go to a private or independent college or university. And the state universities are going up so that they're getting more expensive. And every time you do that, you're cutting out. Some kid who might have nothing, who $500 would be a huge hit for. What do you make of all of that?
Well, you know, Alan, as I mentioned, I ran a business for 3 years. We sold that company to SunGard, and after that I went into state government for a couple of years, and one of the things I tried to do in the governor's office was create an endowment for the CUNY system, you know, a huge pool of money like the private universities have, so that we could have an off-budget, more dependable stream of funding so that the public universities could hire more faculty, improve their research capabilities, fully fund their capital plans. I think it's absolutely critical that we support higher education, and particularly for working in middle-class families for whom it is a door out of struggle and a ladder to opportunity. Now, what we got to do is we've got to make sure college is more affordable. I would like to see kids able to pay back their college loans by serving their country. I think that's a great idea, to let kids, either through military service or through community service and volunteer work, pay down their student loans. I love the idea of making student loans repaid as a percentage of future income, because that allows kids to do jobs that aren't all about money and that might be about helping their neighbors. Unfortunately, the Tea Party Congress and Congresswoman Nan Hayworth want to cut Pell Grants. They want to make college more expensive, not less. They want to make it harder to pay back your student loans. They won't keep the interest rates low. I mean, in area after area, they're going to cut the programs that help kids get to college and pay for it because they want to give huge tax cuts to multimillionaires like Nan Hayworth, and we've got to go in a different direction. In the Clinton administration, we invested in education, and we invested in our kids. That's what I'm going to do in Congress.
Do you feel that you have a better shot because the ticket is going to bring out a lot of Democrats in a presidential election?
Oh, I don't know. I'll let other people comment about, I'll let other people be the pundit. Here's why I'm going to win this race. I'm going to win this race because middle-class people in the Hudson Valley are sick of the Tea Party taking this country in the wrong direction. And they've got a congresswoman named Nan Hayworth who is riding the Tea Party Express and is trying to get us all to ride along down the road to a divided society where all the benefits go to multimillionaires like herself and middle-class people lose Medicare, can't get Pell Grants, and struggle in all kinds of ways because we're not investing in what works. That's what's going on. And I'm going to win this race because I'm speaking for the middle-class values that are important to people right here in the Hudson Valley, and she's down in Washington fighting with the Tea Party. This is a choice between a Bill Clinton Democrat and a Tea Party Republican.
Well, Sean Patrick Maloney, thank you so much. And we'll be back soon with another interview in which we try to get some more information about your candidacy. Thanks again.